Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, gang, happy Friday. Before we dive into today's bonus meditation, some personal and professional news. As you may have heard, I recently left my job as an anchor at ABC News to focus full time on 10% Happier, both this podcast and our companion meditation app. I had 21 amazing years at ABC News. I got to travel all over the world and witness history in real time. I'm also beyond grateful for the fact that my bosses supported my wacky little meditation side hustle so robustly and then graciously agreed to let me step aside when it was clear that that was the right thing for me to do. I'm incredibly excited to triple down on all things TPH. We get a lot of notes from all of you about ways we can up our game in various ways. We've been listening, and so we're working really hard on things like creating more meditation challenges, bringing our podcast guests into the app to teach you how to apply the insights you hear on the show, and a few other things that I can't share just yet, but I'm pretty sure you're going to love. One thing you may notice here on the podcast is that we will continue to run ads, including some different kinds of ads, some of them read by me. The goal here, as you might guess, is to make sure that this recent turn in my career trajectory doesn't end up with me living in a flop house in Duluth. That's an in-joke for anybody who read 10% Happier. Anyway, as a reminder, you can always get the ad-free version of the podcast over on the 10% Happier app when you subscribe. I feel incredibly lucky to get to continue this work, and I want to say thank you to you, our listeners and subscribers, for being here and making it all possible. All right, let me now go ahead and set up today's bonus meditation, and I'm going to do so with a question. The question is there a difference between joy and happiness? Here's another question. Can we access joy right now, in this moment, no matter what else is happening in our lives? In today's meditation, our teacher du jour, Sebane Selassie, answers yes and yes. Sebane is a gifted meditation teacher. She's an extremely popular teacher on the 10% Happier app, where she leads the Stress Better course. She's also the author of an excellent book called You Belong, a three-time cancer survivor, and a very good friend of mine. So here we go with Seb.
Hi, this is Sebane, and this is a meditation to help you cultivate joy. One way I think of joy is that it's different than happiness. Happiness has an opposite, unhappiness. Joy, to me, is a state of being that can happen even when things are difficult. I think of when my mom was dying. Such a hard moment. But I had joy in being able to be there with her in her final moments. I wasn't happy, but there was joy. Joy is possible in any moment. Joy is appreciating the good in any moment, without pushing away or denying what might be unpleasant. Joy is the emotional equivalent of glass half full. This meditation will have you making facial expressions and even sounds. So if that makes you feel awkward, you might want to be in a private space to do this one. So let's see how we can cultivate joy in any moment. Find a comfortable position, seated or even lying down. See if you can find a balance between being alert and relaxed. If you're comfortable closing your eyes, you can close them now, or keep them open, but with a soft focus on one point. Let's begin by spending a few moments gathering our awareness and allowing the mind to settle. As you rest awareness on the body, can you connect to the breath as a way to anchor and gather your attention? Take a deep inhale and a deep exhale. And find the breath wherever it's easiest to follow. Anytime through this meditation, you can rest your awareness on the breath as a way to reconnect to the body and to the moment if your mind gets lost. And how do you feel in this moment? Can you ask yourself what's happening right now? What do you notice in the mind or with your emotions? How does your body feel? Not changing or trying to fix anything for now, just notice without judgment. Remember, mindfulness is paying attention to the present moment on purpose without judgment. And we're going to learn how to pay attention not only to what our default habits have us paying attention to, but also to cultivate new ways of paying attention, to notice the joy that's possible in any moment. Let's begin by thinking of something that makes you smile. Maybe something nice that happened to you, or something kind you did for someone else. Maybe picturing the face of someone who always makes you happy, or remembering a joke. Scientists have shown that smiling releases the feel-good neurotransmitters, dopamine, endorphins, serotonin. All are released when a smile flashes across your face. But don't believe them. Smile and see, how does it feel? Do you feel any change in your body? In your mind or mood? Even if it feels awkward, it probably does. See if you can smile right now while listening to this. Take a deep breath in, and now on the exhale, let yourself really smile. How does that feel? Okay, now we're going to laugh. I know, I'm not that funny. So how am I going to get you to laugh? Well, you're going to fake it. There's a reason why they say laughter is the best medicine. Studies show that a sense of humor decreases stress and can lower mortality rates. There's even something called laughter yoga. But don't worry, I won't make you do that right now. But I am going to try to get you to laugh. If there's already something that makes you giggle, you can bring it to mind. If nothing comes to mind, we're going to start to fake laugh. Like this. Ha ha ha. Or like this. Ha 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 ha. Or this. And can you let the smile that might be there or that wants to arise just be there? How does that feel? As we end this meditation, noticing any feelings of joy that might be arising in the body. Where do you feel that? Maybe in a sense of relaxation or ease. Some warmth or energy in the belly or chest. Or maybe that smile again across the face. Really allowing that to settle into the body. Appreciating this capacity we have in any moment. Cultivating joy can take practice, especially when we have a lot of challenges and stress in our lives. But remember, it's possible to find joy in any moment. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes. You can orient to the space around you. And you can carry this capacity for joy with you throughout the day. Thank you for doing this silly and fun meditation. See you next time.
Thank you, Seb. We'll see you right back here on Monday for a brand new episode with Jay Michelson, part two of our series on climate change or eco-anxiety. And Jay is going to come to the table with some provocative thoughts. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman, from Wondery. Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in our newest season, we track the power struggles within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it all says about the future and safety of artificial intelligence. Make sure to follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dives and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many more. Let me tell you, Wondery means business.